is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 3rd of July, 2007. It's the birthday of the playwright Tom Stoppard, born in Zlín, Czechoslovakia, 1937, whose play Utopia was a big hit in New York last season, won a Tony Award a few weeks ago. He started out as a drama critic in London, then he started writing plays himself, and he made his name with a play that told the story of Hamlet from the point of view of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. In Stoppard's version, they spend the play worrying that their lives have no meaning, and it's only by participating in Hamlet's story that they find any purpose. The play was called Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. It was performed in 1967. He was just 29 years old, Stoppard. And when it premiered in New York, Stoppard was asked what the play was about. He said, "It's about to make me rich." It's the birthday of Franz Kafka, born in Prague, 1883, who grew up obsessed with his own guilt, terrified that his teachers would give him a failing grade. At night, he came home and listened to his father pronounce judgments on all subjects and all people. He wrote a letter later to his father, which he never sent. Kafka said, "From your armchair you ruled the world, and I lost the ability to talk." He grew up shy, anxious, miserable, found some comfort in books, began to share his writing with friends. Kafka worked at an insurance company, finding ways to prevent industrial accidents. He was actually quite good at it, and it was a good job, but he still lived at home with his parents. And then, on the night of September 22, 1912, Kafka sat down at his desk and wrote nonstop from 10 in the evening until 6 in the morning, finishing in one sitting a short story called The Judgment. Over the next few years, he began to produce the stories that made his name, including The Metamorphosis, about a man who wakes up to find he's become a giant insect and in the penal colony. It was only in the last year of his life he found happiness with a woman named Dora, whom he met at a Jewish holiday camp. People who knew him at the time said that he finally lost his anxiety. He became funny and cheerful. He wanted to get married that year, but he died of tuberculosis. His last two novels, The Trial and The Castle, were left unfinished. Here's a poem for today, a little letter from a cockroach, Archie, from Archie and Mehitabel, Don Marquis. "Expression is the need of my soul. I was once a vers libre bard, but I died and my soul went into the body of a cockroach. It has given me a new outlook upon life. I see things from the underside now. Thank you for the apple peelings in the waste paper basket, but your paste is getting so stale I can't eat it. There is a cat here called Mehitabel. I wish you would have her removed. She nearly ate me the other night. Why don't she catch rats? That is what she's supposed to be for. There is a rat here she should get without delay. Most of these rats here are just rats, but this rat is like me. He has a human soul in him. He used to be a poet himself. Night after night, I have written poetry for you on your typewriter, and this big brute of a rat, who used to be a poet, comes out of his hole when it is done and reads it and sniffs at it. He is jealous of my poetry. He used to make fun of it when we were both human. He was a punk poet himself, and after he's read it, he sneers, and then he eats it. I wish you would have Mehitabel kill that rat, or get a cat that is onto her job, and I will write you a series of poems showing how things look to a cockroach. That rat's name is Freddy. The next time Freddy dies, I hope he won't be a rat, but something smaller. I hope I will be a rat in the next transmigration, and Freddy a cockroach. I will teach him to sneer at my poetry then. Don't you ever eat any sandwiches in your office? I haven't had a crumb of bread for I don't know how long, or a piece of ham, or anything but apple parings and paste. Leave a piece of paper in your machine every night. You can call me Archie." The Coming of Archie, from Archie and Mehitabel by Don Marquis, published by Doubleday, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeInPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.